Daf is Daf Yud Dalet. We are still in the depths of the Gadata Psukim of Chagiga. So Gemara says around 7 lines down, Amrle Shmuel Achia Bar Rav Bar Arya, Ta Eimalacha Milsa, come tell me something. Mahani Miye Mal Yusa Davi Amar Avucha, one of the wonderful things your father said. So he said, Ko Yom of Yom, every single day, Nivran Malachia Sharis Nahar Dinar. A Malach would be created every single day from this river. If Amri Shira Ubatlai, they would sing a song and then they'd vanish, disappear. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chadashim la Bakarim Rabba Amunasecha. They were new each morning. They were new what? New Malachim, and great was the Amuna. Great was the Shira that they sang. So the Malachim were created from this Nahar.
That's what he said. He has to say something from your father. And this is what he said.
Yeah. So then it says, Pliga the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. He argued, Damar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan called Dibor v'Dibor Shiyotzi mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each statement that came out of Hashem's mouth, Nivra mimenu Malach Echad, a Malach was created. Shenemar, the Pasuk until him says, B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu v'ruach piva kol tzvam. With the word of Hashem, these things were created, these spirits were created. So the Machlokas is, according to Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, the Dibor of Hashem created the Malachim, but according to the previous statement of Chia Bar Av, who is this? The father of Chia, he said it was created each morning from this Nahar. So then the Gemara says, Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk in Daniel says, Levushe Kislag Chivor. The Levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like white as snow. As Sar Rashe Kamar Neke, and his hair was as white as a wool. And written elsewhere in Shiashim Kfutosava Taltalim, his hairs were hanging, Sharos Kariv was black like a raven. So it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hair white or is it black? To which the Gemara answered, Lakasha Khan Biyeshiva Khan Bilmilchama. Depends if he's sitting and judging, in which case he's like a Zakin. If he's fighting in battle, has black hair. Damar Mar Ein Lachana Biyeshiva Ela Zakin. What's beautiful for a person sitting on a bezdin is a zakin, white hair. And what's great for a fighter, someone young, someone strong, someone who has colored hair. So then Gemara quotes another pasuk, Kasav Echad Omer. One pasuk says, Karse Shvivin Dinar, that the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made of sparks of fire. So Karse is Lashon Kise, the chair of Shvivin Dinar was, again, sparks of fire. Kasav Echad Omer, another pasuk tells us that Daniel saw Adam di Karsavin, there were multiple chairs, Rimin Vatik Yomin Yisiv. So on these chairs he sat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat, and he sat to judge. Okay. Atik Yomim is a big inn in Kabbalah. So we see there was there one chair, was there two chairs? So Lo Kasha Gemara says, Echa Lo Vecha Lo David. One was for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second seat was for David HaMelech. Kiddesani, the Baraita tells us that Echa Lo Vecha Lo David, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, however, Amar Lo Rabbi Yosei Glili Akiva, Ad Masa Eta Ose Shechina Chol. When are you making the Shechina Chol? How could you speak of this Kisei that's up in Shemayim that David HaMelech is sitting on? That's really desecrating the Kisei HaKavot. One throne he sat on was one of judgment, and one he sat on was a tzedakah. The Gemara refers to this in several places, the Mamre Chazal, that he switched from one kisei kavod, kisei din, to kisei of tzedakah, or kisei of chesed. This is a concept we find several places. So the Gemara wants to know, kibble minei or lo kibble minei? Did Rabbi Kiva accept Rabbi Yosef Lili's response or not? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa, Echa ledin v'echa letzdaka, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva himself is the one saying such a statement that there were two chairs. So he agreed to Rabbi Yosef Lili. But now, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, malacha ito Haggadah. What could you? You can't speak of Haggadah. This is not your area of expertise. Kalech midab rusecha, you should stop speaking. Eto negam valos, and go speak negam valos. The lomdisha topics, that's your area of expertise. Ella, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argued with Rabbi Yosei Glili and said, "Echad lekisev, echad lishrafraf. One was for his throne, one was for his like an ottoman for his legs. Kisei leishev alav, the throne to sit on. The shrafraf la hadom ragav to place his legs on. Shenemar, we saw this earlier in the Masechta. Shemaim kisei vaaret hadom raglai." Gemara now says, "Ki also Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He traveled back and forth." So when he came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Shmona Esrei Klalos Kilo Yeshaya, that there were 18 curses that Yeshaya had given Eretz Yisrael. Velo Niskara Daita Acha Amar Lehemi, he wasn't satisfied until he said to them, Hamikra Zeh, the following pasuk, it says, Yirhavu hanar bazaken. The nar is going to have chutzpah up against the zaken. Vanikla banichbar. Those who are disgraced are going to be chutzpah to the nichbar, to the chashiv ones. Where wants to know, Shimon Asar Klalos, Marnina, what exactly, which 18 Klalos did Yishaya give Klal Yisrael? So the Chassid, the Gemara lists them, Kinei, Ha'adon, Hashem Tzvakos, Mesir, Mishalayim, Umihuda. Kadosh Baruch Hu removed from Yishalayim and from Yehuda the following 18 things. And the Gemara is going to explain each of them. Mashen, Mashena, Kol Mishan Lechem, Kol Mishan Mayim, Gibor, Vish Mechama, Shofet, V'Navi, V'Kosein, V'Zokin, Sar Hamishim, V'Nusufanim, V'Yoetz, V'Chacham, V'Charashim, Nivon, Lachash, V'Nasati, Narm, Tzareyem, V'Sa'alulim, Yimshilu, Vam, V'Gomer. So that's the pasuk that describes, a few pasukim that describe the 18 klalos, which Gemara is going to explain each of them right now. So the first klala was Mashen. What does that mean? He removed Mashen when it says Hashem Tzvakos Mesir Mishlaim Mihuda. He removed Mashen. Elu Bale Mikra. Those who learned, they Mashen means to lean. They relied upon the Torah. So he removed all the Bale Mikra from Yushlaim and Yehuda. Mashena, the second klala, is a reference to Elu Bale Misha. Those who learned Mishnayos Kigon Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema V'Chaverov. So the difference is, this is a Nekeva. Mashena is a qualifying Misha, which is Nekeva. Mashena is going, I guess, on the Chumash, which I guess, or Metor Shemachsav, which maybe will be Lashon Zohar. Maybe that's the difference between Mashena and Mashena.
Why is Mikra and Mashena's
Mishra? Yeah.
Why is it that?
Yeah. So then, Kigon Rabbi Huda Ben Tema V'Chaverov. So like Rabbi Huda and his Chaverim who learned Mishnayos. So Pligi Ba and Machlokes Rapapa Rabbanan. So what type of experts were they in Mishnayos? Chadamar, one of them said Sheish Meos Sidei Mishnah, that there were 600 Sidei Mishnah. We only have six now. At that time there were 600. And Chadamar, others say Shva Meos Sidei Mishnah, there were 700 Sidei Mishnah. So those are the Bali Mishnah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed as part of the Klal of Yishaya. The third Klala is called Mishan Lechem. Those who rely on Lechem. What does that mean? Elu Bali Talmud, those who learn. Shenema, the pasuk says, Lechu Lachmu B'Lachme, go eat your bread, Ushisui B'Yayin Masachti, and drink your wine. So we see from this pasuk, the Lechem is somehow referenced, I'm not sure if it's connected to the word Masechta perhaps, and the Gemara there, and the learning Masechta, but this is a reference to those who learn Talmud. Then the Gemara says, V'chol Mishan Mayim, so Elu Bali Agada, Shemosh Chanibal Shel Adam Kimayim Be'agada. Those who are drawn like water is drawn, they're drawn by the Agadata. Then Gibor Zeh Bali Shmos, those able to be very strong and come out with a decisive answer, a psak. Vish Mechama Zeh Shiyodeh Lisev Litein B'mocham Tashatora, person who could fight, and the Pilpul Shatora. Shofei Zeh Dayin Shadon Dina Emes Lamito, he always gives a proper judgment in the Horah. Navi Kimashmo, a Navi. Kosem refers to Zemelech. Shenema, the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Kesem al Sifsei Melech. Zaken refers to Zeh Sharoi Yeshiva, a person who should be sitting in Yeshiva giving advice to people. Sar Chamishim al Tikre, Sar Chamishim el Sar Chumashim, Zeh Shiodei Lisav Litein Bechamishe Chum Shetorah. Not that he only knows Mikra, but he can even darshan in the Psukim. Davar Acher, others say what Sar Chamishim means is Kid Rabbi Abo, Dama Rabbi Abo, Mikan Shein Mamidim Miturgaman, Ala Tibor, Pachas Mechamishim Shana. You have to be at least 50 years old before being Miturgaman in the Tibor. Miturgaman used to have as a Rabbi, a Rabbi Vedrasha. And they didn't have microphones, obviously, back there, and there was a big, large lecture hall. So he would say the words over, didn't have the koach, to Miturgaman, who had a very powerful voice, and then would repeat the words so everybody could listen. So in order to do that, where you're being Meshamish the Tzibor, you have to be at least 50 years of age. Then, Nesufanim, what does that mean? That's a criteria of Shzesh and Nosim Panim Lidoro Ba'avuro, Lemala, Kigon Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa, and Lemata, Kigon Rabbi Abo, Bei Kezar. That person who was who really represented Klal Yisrael in such a positive way, to Lamal to Shemayim, like Rabbi Hanina Ben Dosa represented Klal Yisrael in a positive way, and to the people in this world, to the government down here, Lemata, Kigon Rabbi Abo. Yoetz is a Shiodea La'abir Shanim Lekbo Chadashim. He knew the calendar very well. Chacham is a Talmud Hamachkim Es Rabosav, a Talmud who would make his Rebbeim even smarter. Charashim means b'shash pasach b'divrei sara hakol nasin kecherishim. When a person would open up to speak, everyone would stay silent and look to see what this person says. He has such wonderful thing, sharp things to say. Unavon zeh hamevin davar mitoch davar, a person who could extrapolate certain things and compare different things to each other. Lachash zeh sheroi limsor lo divrei Torah shenita b'lachash, a person who is worthy of giving the sisrei, receiving sisrei Torah. V'nasati na'arim sarem. And this is the final klala. This refers to Mai Vinasati Narm Sarem. You place the Narm, the young boys, young lads, as their ministers. What does this mean? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Eilu Bnei Adam Sheminorim Min HaMitzvos, people who are empty of mitzvahs, they're young kids who don't have mitzvahs. V'salulim Yimshluvam, what that means is Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tale Bnei Tale. That the, literally what they say, foxes, the sons of foxes, that they are compared to very weak people. So these are the 18 things, the 18 klalos that he had given them. Yishai gave Klai Yisrael. The lo niskara daito, he wasn't satisfied. Ad shamar lahem yirhavu hanar bezakin, that the nar should have a chutzpah and over really power the zakin. So elu bnei adam sheminor min hamitzvos, again these nar people, young people who don't have any mitzvos, yirhavu b'mishim memula b'mitzvos kirimon, yirhavu, they should overpower those who are memula, who are full of mitzvos, like a rimon, like a pomegranate full of seeds. Ba'nikla ba'nichba, those who are not so honored to would have gaiva, would overpower those who are nichba, the chashuvim people. Yavo misha chamuros domus alav, person should come who views the chamur, the more severe averos, kikalos, views them as a very light. Nikla, that person, the arvu b'mei kalos domus alav kachamuros, and should overpower those who view even the kalos as if they were chamuros. So these were the klalos of Yeshaya. Mar now says, Amar Rabbi Katina afil b'shas kishlona. Show Yerushalayim, even during the downfall of Yerushalayim, lo paskum hem bale amanam. They still didn't cease to have, they continued to have people who believed in Hashem, divrei emes. Shenemar, the pasuk says that ki yispos ish ba'achiv beis aviv, simla lecha katzin tialanu. When they grab, ki yispos ish ba'achiv, when a person grabs his friend, beis av, his relative, saying simla lecha, I guess this shirt is to you, katzin, the ruler, tialanu should be upon us. What does this mean? So dvarim shebnei adam miskasin kisimla, things that a person covers himself and envelops himself like a shirt, so that refers to Torah. So yeshen tachet yadcha, so you're an expert in them, so you should be the ruler. V'machshela hazos, so what is it? My machshela hazos, the continuation of the pasuk. What does this mean? Dvarim shein bnei adam omdim aleihem ela imkei nichsha behem yeshen tachet yadcha. Certain things that people could only really understand and appreciate if they really make a mistake on them and they really engage in them, that also refers to Limud HaTorah. So this is referring to, again, during the destruction of the Yerushalayim, there are still people like this who were worthy and trusted in the Torah and followed the ways of Hashem. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk. It says, Yisa vayomahu lemor lo eye chovesh uvivesi ein lechem vein simla. Lo sisimuni kitzin am. So what does this mean? Pasuk Yisa means ein Yisa lashon shvuah. It's a shvuah. He took a shvuah. Shenamar lo yisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha. And then so it says he took a shvuah. That day he took a shvuah. Lo eyeh chovesh. The continuation of the pasuk means lo hayisi. I was not mechov she beis medrash. I was not with those who were locked up in the beis medrash learning all the time. Uvevesi ein lechem vein simla. In my house, I literally don't have bread. I don't have clothing. What that means is ein biyadi lo mikra lo mishra lo gemar. I don't have sukkim, I don't have mishat, I don't have gemara. So they tried appointing this individual to be the ruler, to which he said, I'm not worthy of doing this. But they still trusted, they see they had some level of trust in finding the right leader. So then the gemara says, Dilma shiny hasam. So what's the raya here? Maybe the reason why this is the pasuk saying, shiny hasam, di amarlo gemirna, amrile emalan. So maybe wasn't that they trusted? Maybe they would have said, if the guy says, yeah, I know the stuff, they would have tested him out. Not that they trusted. There was no proof from here that Bali Amar, they really trusted people. They would have tested him out. So Gemara says, Havale lemeimar gamar v'shachach. Then it really should have said, he learned and he forgot. My loha yeh chovesh, wasn't mean I was a chovesh. Loha yeh chovesh klal, I never spent time in the base medrash at all. It's not that I learned that I forgot. I never knew any of the learning here. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Aini, is this really true? V'ho amar, doesn't it say, Rava lo charva yushlaim, ad shepatsku mimena bali amana. He says, what do you mean? The only way, reason, or the only time the destruction of Yerushalayim happened only after we lost all the Bali Amana. So there's no one left. So how come earlier Rav Katina could say that even during the Churban there were still Bali Amana left? Shenemar, how does he know this? That there are no Bali Amana left. Shotetu Bechutas Yerushalayim, he had observed throughout to the place of Yerushalayim, the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Uruna, and he saw Udu and Shino Uvakshu Bechavoseh, he checked all the streets. Im Tim Suish, if you find the person, Im Yesha Osa Mishra, a person who does the right thing, Mivake Shemanu, who seeks out, who really trusts, Veslach Hashem, and I'll forgive Hashem. I won't destroy the Yerushalayim. This is where the Yirmiyah, the Nevuah was. So there's no one left. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, this is not a stira. The Gemara answers, going down to base now, Ha B'divre Torah, Ha B'masa M'matim. B'divre Torah Havu, B'masa M'matim Lo Havu. When it came to Divre Torah, so then the people Bala Mana, there are still people who were really knew how to learn and were trusted. When it came to Masamatan, there's nobody left who really was trustworthy anymore. So then the Gemara has a Maisa, Taner Abana Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shei Rochev Achamor. He was riding on a donkey by Mahalach Baderach. He was going along the way. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mechamer Achrav, he was going after him. So again, the Rabbi Yochanan was in the front and Rabbi Elazar was behind him. So Amalo Rabbi, he says, Rabbi, Shani li Perak Echav and Maisa Merkava. So Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to teach him one parak of Ma'aseh Merkava. Amar lo, he says, Lo kach shanisi lechem, didn't I teach you? Lo b'merkava b'yachai, I can't teach an individual. Elim kein haya chacham mevin midaita. You have to be able to learn on your own first and be capable of understanding things. Amar lo, Rabbi, so he says, Rabbi, tarshini lomar lo fanecha davar echad shalim adatan. Let me teach you something, let me say something over to you that you once taught me. Amar lo, Emmer, so please, yeah, I'll let you, please tell me what I taught you. So miyad, immediately, Yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mal hachamor. Rabbi Yochanan got down from the donkey. Nisatef, he put himself in a talis, wrapped himself in a talis. V'yoshav al heaven tachas azayis. He sat in one rock that was below the olive tree. And amalo Rabbi mipnei ma yarata mal hachamor. So he says, Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, why are you getting down from your donkey? Amar efshirata dorish b'maisim merkava. Perhaps you're going to be learning, teaching me something about maisim merkava. Ushchina imanu, that means the Shechina is going to come down with us when you're learning maisim merkava. And they're going to escort with us and come down with us. I'm going to be riding on a donkey at that moment. So miyad immediately pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He opened up his mouth and the ma'aseh merkava, the darsh, and he started to darsh and ma'aseh merkava. The yard the eish min hashemayim, a fire came down from shemayim. The sivva kol ilanos shebesade, they all the trees surrounded them and pischu kulam, all of them opened up. Amar shir, they sang a song. Mashir Amr, what do they sing? Halu as Hashem min arts taninim v'chol tomos eitz pri v'chol razim haluka. So they sang that kapitel to him. So nedna malach min ha'esh, but Amr, then one of the malachim from fire responded, Amr, hein ma'isim merkava, this is ma'isim merkava. So Amr, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'noshka roshu, he kissed his Talmud Rabbi Elazar on his head. Amr, baruch Hashem l'okei Yisrael shenosim ben la'avram avinu sheyodei lahavin lachkor l'dedros ma'isim merkava. Praiseworthy is Avram Avinu, that he is such a child, really, Kadosh Baruch Hu, blessed to Hashem be, that we have such a child of Avram, who's able to learn Ma'aseh Merkava on his own. Yesh nar darish vein nar mekayim. There are those who know how to darshan, but don't know how to really mekayim, how to put it into act. And then nar mekayim, those who know how to put it into action, but really ain't nar darish, they don't really know how to darshan properly. But ata, nar darish vein nar mekayim. You both know how to, you know how to darshan, you can also put it into action properly. Ashrecha Avram Avinu shel Elazar ben Arach yotza michalatzecha. Praiseworthy is Avram that one of his ancestors is Elazar ben Arach. Uchshenemru hadvarim lefnei Rabbi Yeshua Hayahu, when he was telling Rabbi Yeshua this story, Hayahu Rabbi Yosi akorin mehalchim v'derach, they were walking along the way. Amru afan anud nidrosh me'maisim rekava. We could darshan me'maisim rekava. So what happened? Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'darish, he started off. V'os hayom, that day was Tukuvas Tammuz. It was in the middle of Tammuz, a hot day. Hayah niskashu shemayim, it didn't rain, but suddenly we started to darshan me'maisim rekava. Niskashu shemayim ba'avin, started to get filled with clouds. The near Kimin Keshe's bottom, there was this beautiful rainbow that went across the sky. Vayu malachei asharis miskapsin, all the angels came down, gathered together. Uban lishmo kimne adam shemiskapsin uvan liros be mizmutei chasam. And they all gathered together to listen, like people would gather together to see the chasam, all the dancing chasam and kal in the center. They all gathered, all malachim gathered together to listen to what Rabbi Yeshua was about to say. So then halach Rabbi Yosi akorin v'sipar dvaram lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Then he told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai what just happened. Amar, he says, Ashreichem, Ashrei Yoladzichem. Praiseworthy is you and those who gave birth to you. Ashrei eini shekach ro, praiseworthy your eyes, you're able to see this. Vani vaf ani vatem mechalom mi mesubim hainu al har Sinai. So then we were, what's that line saying? So I and you, again, I saw in my dream, mesubim hainu al har Sinai, we were together in har Sinai, v'nitna aleinu bas kol b'nei shemayim, and a heavenly voice came down, alu lakan, come up to here, come up to here, Chaklan Gadol, and these big palaces are prepared for you. Umatzos nos mutzos lachem, and beautiful beds made. Atem v'tamideichem v'samidei tamideichem muzuman l'kash lishes. And you all ready for this last third group before the Shechina. So then the Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? Is it really true that Rav Elazar ben Aruch really darshened in the Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? V'hatane, doesn't the Braisa tell us that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Artzos, Hein, there are three people who really darshan properly in Ma'aseh Merkava. Who were the three? Rabbi Shua, Hirtza Dvarim, Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He did this, he beautifully darshaned in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Akiva, Hirtza Lefnei Rabbi Shua. And Hanane ben Chachinai, Hirtza Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Vilu Rabbi Laza ben Arach lo kachashiv. See, he wasn't listed. So we see he didn't darshan in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Gemara says, Da'arti v'arti kame kachashiv. Arti v'lo arti kamei lo kachashiv. No, they only kept to this list those who was meratza, who darshan in front of other people, and other people darshan in front of them as well. But those who only darshan in front of others, like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch darshan in front of Rabbi Yochanan, but nobody darshan in front of them, lo kachashiv. So since nobody ever darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, he wasn't included on this list. So then the Gemara says, V'ha Hananiah ben Chachinai de lo arta kamei. So nobody darshan in front of him, the kachashiv, yet he was still included on the list. So the Gemara answers, the arti mi akamei man da arti. So still, since he darshan in front of a person who others darshan in front of, that made him qualify for this list. And that's really the end of this Gemara. And the next is Tanur Rabbanan. We get into the Arba Nichsuba Pardes. So we'll stop here. This is probably the quickest one this Zman, I think. But let's stop here before we enter into the Pardes. That will be for tomorrow night in Mirtz Hashem. Okay. All right. Not much really to add on to that. I got it, guys. Sorry.